Well, hello, guys. Hey, let's talk about the Delta crash that happened a little while ago. You notice how this crash is kind of different from a lot of other plane crashes? Usually they give information out quite quickly. The amount of people on board, the amount of crew, who was flying the plane, that sort of thing. But not in this case. Why? Well, because there's a Femon involved. And in the European and Western countries, the Femon must be protected at all costs. Remember when that Femon captain in New Zealand sunk the $100 million boat? Straight away the government brought in their protection for Femons in. And anybody said anything about her, it might be her fault, were misogynists. Of course, later on it was found out to be human error. So she was the captain, so it was her fault. And it was the same with the Black Hawk helicopter, wasn't it? It seems that not only Femons don't want to take responsibility or accountability, it seems to be ingrained in the government and the laws as well. Of course, you could say it was just the media, but it's more than that. Oh, I know Femons are strong and empowered and they can do anything a man can do. Until something goes wrong, then they don't want to take the responsibility. And we still don't know who was actually flying the plane, but there was a Femon co-pilot and a male captain. And of course, Delta offering all the passengers $30,000 each with no strings attached is very suspicious, isn't it? Will we actually know the real truth? The plane was coming in at twice its normal speed, what it should have been doing. It didn't actually land, it actually ran into the runway. But they will try and exonerate the Femon co-pilot and try and blame it all on the captain, because he's a male, of course. But the co-pilot has just as much responsibility as the captain. It was just because of a miracle nobody was actually killed. And I believe we'll never really find out who was actually really flying the plane, if you know what I mean. Femon nature is Femon nature. They want to be able to do anything a man can do, but they don't want to take responsibility or accountability when something goes wrong. Of course, there's rumours that the Femon was only 26 years of age and only recently certified, about a month ago. Anyway, guys, let me know what you think. Take it easy.